Today on the program, we are going to be spending some time visiting with Andy Bartlett, manager of the Ledge State Park. Good to have you back, Andy.
Morning, Jim. Thanks for having me again.
Here we are, past our National Public Lands Day. Usually we get a chance to visit before that, and you talk about the volunteer day and everything. So again, we'll go back and talk back. You had a pretty nice turnout. A couple of years ago, the focus kind of went to let's be volunteering and working on invasive species. Public Lands Day for the parks is a volunteer day.
It is. It's a national event, really. The nationwide National Public Lands Day is something that all 50 states host events in state parks, county parks, you name it. It's a way to value and appreciate what our public lands mean to us. Mm-hmm. And really, in Boone County, it's not many other counties in Iowa that have as much public land as we do along this river corridor and in our parks and even in our cities. So It's really cool. And we have hosted this event now for a number of years on this day, last Saturday of September, and we had a great turnout again this year, as we do usually every year, because we've got really good support out there at the park. So
a little warmer day this year.
It was a little warm, but we started early, 10 a.m., and it was kind of nice, and that Lost Lake parking lot area is really well shaded, so I don't think anybody complained about the heat very much while we were working. We had like 45 people show up, though, and for a couple hours, we cleared a pretty good amount of that autumn olive and honeysuckle and just a little bit of buckthorn and barberry that we found in the forested areas there around the Lost Lake parking lot.
So far, started a couple of years ago, and we'll say it's not just this event. You've had some of the Conservation Corps people come in, and Carl spends a lot of time just on his own.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a lot of work to clear this stuff out.
It does. It was August of 2023 that we really started with some of those CCMI crews removing invasives. We hire them for a week at a time. We had about 3 or 4 weeks that summer, fall, and into that winter. And then we just kind of launched on with small volunteer groups, large volunteer events, you know, individuals, our staff, and just hand-cutting most of it. If we do organize a few chainsaw days, it's our staff or those special contracted crews. But otherwise, it's volunteers with loppers and dabbers just cutting brush and piling it and dabbing it so it keeps it from resprouting. And in those couple years we've been after it, it's probably been close to 50 acres of brush that we've cleared of those invasives.
Okay, 50 acres, relatively small in the overall scheme of the ledges.
Right.
So it is... I'm guessing the individual volunteers, the cutting and actually dumping, that's really where you get just consistent work. You have to do that.
It is. And we look as managers of parks and natural areas on the overall vision and long-term health of the site. And a lot of parks, some of them will use big machinery to clear giant swaths of this stuff, but It's really hard to get in there and get it treated after you've cut it. You know, the stumps are frayed out and it's just tough. So this much slower, methodical, kind of definitely treating everything approach for us, because we know that ledges and a lot of our public lands here in Boone County, they're more of a historic landscape than what you'd think. You know, they haven't been highly altered from their original state. So going in there with this less intensive management style and not tearing things up and trying to do things to keep them from resprouting so we don't have the problem again crop up in another 4 or 5 years has really been a great way to manage it for us. Just kind of slow and steady pace after it.
You know, you guys have been doing it. I know they started doing some more for at least county conservation, but they have other timbered areas too. And we have a lot of people that own a lot of timber space out here, even private people that have property along the river and stuff like that. They have to deal with this.
Yeah.
Or if they're not dealing with it, it's...
Yeah, and that's always one of our concerns is we're going to do what we can inside the boundaries of the park, but just over the fence on the neighboring property, depending on who owns it, you may not get that same type of management. And then you have that seed source coming right back into the park over the years as you try to battle it. So one of the secondary benefits to this effort we've done over the last couple of years is we've reached out to some of our local neighbors, or we've had them come and be very interested in what we're doing and how they can apply that on their lands, their private lands. lands. So I can tell you several cases of landowners who live in or near ledges or mm-hmm. somewhere in the county here that have really taken what they've learned from what we're doing back to their own private property and have done a really good job of battling invasives on their own property. And if you work through our local NRCS office too, there's funds available to do some of this stuff on your private property.
I want to point out too, it's not just the ledges. I know McCo's got a bunch to deal with as well, and they try to work at it when they get a chance to. So again, those are the same kind of issues. You get the timbered area,
that's right.
You got to deal with it too. Well, so we did have a good turnout for that, and now let's talk about next. How's the color looking?
It's getting there. You know,
I was going to say it's been warm and dry. So what?
Yeah, we're starting to see maples really start to turn. Got a strong reddish orange hue to the maples. They're really turning now. When the oaks go, all the different species of oaks, that's when we know we're coming right into the sweet spot for fall colors. Usually each year, it's around the 10th to the 15th of October, so I think we're still a couple weeks out from that full vibrant color that we get, but you know, it could speed along. You get some of these early leaf turners, and then we get wind and cooler weather and rain, and all of a sudden a whole bunch drop. So yeah, I mean, it's a good time just to periodically take a trip through any natural area you've got around your place.
Well, one of the fun things, we've got the announcements on about it, but Cakes and Color coming up, and Cakes and Colors, which every October we have a pancake thing. Friends of the Ledges, basically, fundraising for them?
Yeah, it's one of their biggest fundraisers, actually, of the year. And they'll host it this year, this upcoming Saturday, October 4th, at our park office this year. Last year, we held it in conjunction with our centennial celebration mm-hmm. at the end of September at the Henning Shelter. The Henning Shelter got kind of booked out from under us for a wedding this weekend before we could snag it. So we're going with Plan B at our office. So we'll have drive-through option, picnic tables there for dine in just outside the shop. And so, yeah, you can come out anytime between 9 and noon on this Saturday and help support the park. And Chris's Cakes has been our pancake flipper for many years that we've done it and does a great job. Good pancakes, good sausages, orange juice donated by Fairway. It's a fun morning.
Occasionally you have some people that will bring in some more natural syrup or something like that too. You never know. You got to go to find out.
That's right. Yeah, we've got volunteers and friends group members who kind of make their own flavors and syrups, and so you might get a taste test of something really good.
There we go. That is Saturday, and Friends of the Ledges do have dollars for that, or tickets for that.
They do, yep. If you know a Friends of the Ledges member, you can stop them and grab one, or you can pay at the door if you want. Regency Retirement Village, one of our members works there, so you can stop by Regency between now and Saturday and grab a ticket there, too.
I was going to say, one of the things for the Friends of the Ledges, which, by the way, congratulations on the puffer billy float again.
Yeah, so, it's exciting. Right? I think that's at least five years in a row now that they've won that nonprofit category. But their president, Rick, he's got this creative brain and does a really good job of bringing people together. And each year, their ideas go from paper to float and are just really cool. Yeah.
They work at it too. So, but again, that's one of the things that they keep working on too. And I know one of the other things, and we don't touch on it very much. I know they've got some people in their group that will be willing to come and talk more about it. But the endowment that they started.
Yeah, that's been going for a couple years now and going really strong, and we continue to get contributions each year. That's more for the long-term vision of the park. And there are some dollars allocated each year that can be spent on projects at the park that match the endowment's kind of vision. But, you know, when we look at the next 100 years of Ledges, we're into the second century of this being a state park now. And when we look at that long-term vision for the second or the third century or whatever it might be, this endowment fund is going to be really, really important for that.
This is one of the things that they did very quietly as part of their recognition for the centennial. They wanted long-term funding sources.
Yeah,
resources.
It's such a cool piece, and I don't know of any other state park that really has a fund like this, at least right now, designated for this type of vision for their area.
Well, later on in October, we're not done with our celebrations and having fun with the campers out there. We do have trick-or-treating coming up. Don't we?
We do, yes. That's the following Saturday, October 11th, and that's grown into one of our biggest events of the year. And it's
and
not
they
really
do decorate.
Yeah, it's not really anything based around fundraising or any of that. It's just for a Halloween theme. Get out to the park, use your Halloween costume, you know, one extra time. But from 5 p.m. to 6:30 on Saturday, October 11th, we're going to do it again. And our campers, you know, I sent out an email back right before the 3-month window opened up for this weekend coming up October 11th, and I sent it to everybody from the state of Iowa that made a reservation at our park in the last 2 years and kind of gave them an update on what was coming. And when that 3-month window opened up in July, that October weekend was gone in short order.
Just
so
filled right up.
It's just insane how fast people want to come out and be part of those special events like that. And it's really driven by our campers that weekend who donate their time to set up cool displays and dress up and hand out treats to kids from the community. So if you want to join, come out 5-6:30. We'll park you out near the campground entrance, and it's stroller friendly. You'll walk the road back into the campground, and I'll bet you could easily spend an hour to an hour and a half back in there taking in the sights and trick-or-treating.
And they like to have people come.
Definitely.
They look forward to having people.
That is why they are here this week, that weekend.
So it will be well before Halloween, but it's, again, not that far away.
It isn't.
So we've got, let's talk a little bit about your year out there, because you did accomplish some things. For those that come in, all of a sudden the kiosk is done.
Yeah.
That was a lot of work.
That was a lot of work. It's been, you know, 2024 was our 100th anniversary last year, and it was so event-based, and we had a lot of great celebratory events for the thing. And I look back at what you know, three-fourths of the way through this year now already, and we've got so many projects completed. And that was due in large part to a lot of that fundraising by Friends of the Ledges, some grant applications over the winter through Boone County Community Foundation and Madrid Community Foundation and Boone County Forest and some others that helped with, one, the kiosk, which we replaced the campground entrance kiosk. And we just finally finished hanging the last of the display cases yesterday. Okay. So it's a massive, really cool feature, but it's right there at what we kind of deem the hub of the park. It's where campers and visitors show up and they get oriented to the park. They grab a map, they grab information on the area and postings about events coming up, and it launches their visit. So it's a really cool piece to have there. It fits in with that, we call it like parkitecture, you know, that old timber type style of a facility. And it was a fun thing to work on because we did it ourselves and for a little more than half the cost. So that was kind of fun to put all those pieces together and work with volunteers and finish that project.
And by the way, the little park entrance, we call it the concession stand, basically, is what it is. And kind of at the park entrance or at the, at the entrance and entrance to the campground. Mm-hmm. Area. So it sees a lot of traffic through there. The other one, you got the restrooms done?
Yes.
A little earlier this year, which was good. That was a big project going on.
It was. It was a really cool project. You know, they demolished the old block building that we had on our east side of our campground for a restroom facility. The new one was manufactured in a plant in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and brought in on semis. They used a crane to lift the three sections off and set them into place and stitch them all together. So we were fully operational with that building now. It's a really cool new building. It's awesome. Each stall in there has shower, sink, and toilet, so you know it's kind of private stall too, more of a modern type facility. But it's a good one also to have done. We have a contractor out there right now that's working on drainage for our playground because it ponds really bad when we get substantial rainfall events. So they're digging in and installing some tile as we speak. And the Conservation Corps, Minnesota and Iowa, is back this week, and they're working on the Meskwaki Trail behind the floodpole lot, installing stone staircases. So we're not done yet. There's still a lot of time left this fall for us to get a lot of projects done, and we'll be rolling with those invasives throughout the winter too.
I'm going to go back to one even further. Your hike that you took for the Knot Week of Heart, you took them up a pretty good trail workout. And I remember there were some I talked to afterwards that said, you know, I've been out there, I've been on those trails a long time. it's been a while.
Yeah, yeah.
They remember.
Yeah, when we do programs, interpretive programs or guided hikes and things, you know, it's just funny sometimes to see what hits and what doesn't with people. And the week prior to that hike, I'd gone on another hike with a couple of individuals, and I thought, you know, I should really try to organize something where we put some miles in. And so in a week, I just whipped up a flyer and kind of mapped a route where I figured we'd get about 6.25 miles and hit almost every single trail. And that's what we did. And like 50 people showed up, and they all made it. It was kind of hot that day too, but we made it. We hiked from the campground entrance down into the canyon along one side, all the way up to Lost Lake and around the lake and back, and then up the other side of the canyon and back and to the campground entrance. So it was probably one of the longest hikes I've done at Ledges since I've been there. And that my shins were kind of hurting the next day. More than you'd think it'd be my calves or my quads, but my shins were hurting the next day.
A lot of up and down. That's a lot of trails out there.
There's a lot of steps in that part.
So, again, it's good to know that still a lot of work goes into preserving and keeping those trails up to date, because that's what a lot of people come out and they like to take that hike.
It's hard work too, because those trails are not set on flat terrain, as you well know. So getting material up on those slopes can be difficult.
I remember on a first day hike when Clint thought he was going to have to come and find me, because he said, I think Jim went up that trail there, and I'm not sure he's going to make it. There's a couple of pretty steep ones.
Yeah.
You got some grade. We already mentioned about the Puffer Billy Parade, and again, congratulations on that. That was one of the big ones. This year after the centennial, still very busy, like you said, with a lot of different projects going on. Obviously, most people want to know, what about the shelter, the Oak Shelter?
Yeah, so I
where are we?
We're still moving. It's not going away, and it's on our capital priority project list. I got a text from my supervisor a couple weeks ago that said it's next, and so I'm not holding my breath too much for it. But it's a much needed project. Don't get me wrong. But we look at capital projects on a statewide basis in all our state parks. And sometimes emergencies crop up with health and safety things like water or wastewater issues at other parks. And so it kind of steals some of the priority from renovating a shelter, per se. So I'm hopeful it's going to happen, start to either get bid out this fall or early next year. We're also looking at a pavement preservation project in 2026, where we're going to resurface some roads at Ledges. So that might impact travel and getting around and access during different times of the spring and summer. But when we know more about that, we'll pass that information along.
There are things that are still being planned.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Big thing is cakes this weekend come out. When do they start serving?
They'll start serving at 9 o'clock at our park office. There'll be signage around the park to navigate you there. Parking, seating. It is a really important fundraiser for us in the Friends Group, where we do a lot of good work with the dollars raised right back into the park.
Okay, just $8 a ticket. That's all. And half the fun is catching the cakes from Chris, if you can. He's a good shot, I tell you that.
Yep.
But anyway, again, we'll have a good turnout for that. It's coming up. And we also have, again, a lot of other things that'll be coming up later on this year. You'll have your annual meeting. That's
right, in December.
Up.
Yeah.
We got that.
Yep.
We'll be ready to talk a little bit more about that later on this year.
That's right.
Andy Bartlett, our guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jim.